T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So, Dan, how can folks use meditation to help them deal with the mental and emotional stress that we're all going through in this crazy time?
First of all, there's a lot of science that shows that meditation is really good for things like anxiety and depression. And I think it's really important to point out that a certain amount of anxiety is completely legitimate and healthy in this current environment. What you don't want to do is tip over into panic, and that's where meditation can be useful.
How exactly?
Because it gives you a different relationship with your thoughts. Most of us are completely owned by all of our thoughts, all of our projections, fearful projections into the future or worries about the past. But meditation really helps you see that these thoughts, you don't have to take them all so seriously, and you can return to your breath and calm down.
Yeah, let's explain to everybody what meditation is, because I think people think it's, oh, this woo-woo thing that it's not me. What exactly is it?
It's just mental exercise. It's a scientifically validated, secular, simple exercise for your brain. 3 steps for beginning meditation. First is to sit comfortably, close your eyes, have your back reasonably straight. Second step is to just bring your full attention to the feeling of your breath coming in and going out. Pick one spot, like your belly or your nose or your chest. Just feel the breath coming in and going out. And the third step is, as soon as you try to do this, your mind's going to go nuts. You're going to start thinking about what's for lunch, where do gerbils run wild, you know, why do I need a haircut, et cetera, et cetera. And the whole game is just to notice when you become distracted and start again and again and again. And that is meditation.
So let's actually do it. Let's do like 30 seconds.
30 seconds. All right. So sit comfortably, close your eyes, find a spot in your body where you can feel the breath coming in and going out. You don't have to think about the breath. You're just feeling the raw data of the physical sensation of the belly rising and falling or the air coming in to your nose and leaving. And you'll notice very quickly you're going to get distracted a million times. But actually seeing that you've become distracted is proof that you are meditating correctly. That's not a failure. In meditation, what we really want to do is to get a firsthand glimpse of how wild our minds can be. And when you see your mind in all of its wildness, that is a huge victory, because seeing it clearly instead of having it going on outside of your awareness allows you to make a choice. Instead of reacting blindly to everything, you can respond wisely. And that is a massive game-changing skill.
Cool. So we just did it. We're all initiated.
You're all enlightened.
So now I understand you've got an app, which is amazing. I have to say, I've got your app and I use it, 10% Happier, which is also the name of your book, best-selling book. You're doing something special for healthcare workers. Tell us about that.
Well, I was raised by healthcare workers and married to one. I understand what an important job it is. And of course, right now, we're all grateful to these people on the front lines, the nurses, the doctors, the technicians. So we're giving the app away for free. You can just email us at care@10%. TenPercent.com. care@10%.com, and we'll give it to you. And we want to hear from you. We've already had more than 10,000 healthcare workers ask us for the app, and we've given it to them.
That is very cool. Dan Harris, thank you so much.
A pleasure to talk to a fellow meditator. Thanks for having me on.